Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Speaking to the bread man one time. Man, I hope everyone had a blessed weekend. I know I did. There's a lot going on for this week. We're going to address all that. And for those of you that have any questions or tech questions, we're going to address those as well. Today, the show is open up to anything anybody want to ask dealing with racing in a whole. Not just grudge racing, but racing in a whole. I realized in doing my research that we just don't have grudge racers on the phone. We have all type of racers. So don't feel afraid to get on here and ask questions about what you choose to want to do. This is a grudge show. But we do other type of racing. And with that being said, we're going to move right along. The way the bread man normally runs his show is we always have an inspirational vitamin in the morning, and we will today. Following the inspirational vitamin, we normally have our tech questions. And after that, we get into the meat of the show, which is the announcements and allowing individuals to address their situations in which they may have. We will have a chassis man on the show today as well, and we can address chassis questions as well. We're supposed to have a converter guy call in today. We're still currently waiting to hear from him. With that being said, that's just a rundown on basically things that we're going to do today on the Bread Man one-time show. After I read the inspirational vitamin, I have an announcement firsthand. I will get to that after the inspirational vitamin. I want to wish someone well another year here. So with that being said, let me move right along. Our inspirational vitamin today reads as follows. Pay tribute to the awesome God. You are replenished with light, more majestic than mountains, rich with gain. You alone are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? Anyone who spends time in the mountains develops an admiration for the power of nature. We often feel small and insignificant against the massive rock formations. God created these gigantic structures to confirm his power. If the whole of creation trembles before God's awesome power, how much more we approach him in prayer with admiration and holy fear. Praise God for his breathtaking power and might. Surrender yourself and your possessions to him. Afresh, give God the honor and the glory he deserves and bring your offerings of time and possessions to him today. I've read from Psalm 76, 4 and 7, and we're going to go into prayer right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, awesome Father, in your glory, you are mightier than the majestic mountains. I ask, O Heavenly Father, that as we go into this week, that you continue to look after us, O Heavenly Father. Continue to bless our family members. Continue to allow us to do the things we love to do. And I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you humble each and every one of us. Continue to give us favor on this earth. Continue to watch over those who are fighting in the armed forces out there, O Heavenly Father. Continue to aid those situations when it comes to that. I ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you just continue to heal us as we go about our everyday life. I ask that you allow us to continue to have fun at these drag strips, O Heavenly Father. I ask that you continue for the promoters to do the things they do and promote the race right, and I ask that you continue to allow us to have this voice that you give us, this radio show. I ask that you continue to bless it as well. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. This is the Bread Man you're speaking to. Man, wow, wow, wow. I look forward to speaking with, you know, everyone that calls in. This is normally a great show. It's going to be a great show today. I'm going to ask, waiting on my man to call in, Don Ye. We're going to have Don Ye in here and hopefully get a race report of what happened. If anyone have any tech questions, you can hit the one button now and we can address them. Even though the tech man is not in at this moment, he's running a little late this morning, folks. We still can address your tech questions. But with that being said, I want to add that I want to say that there are some individuals that I pointed out at Macon National Drag Race a couple weeks ago at the zoo that we talk safety on this show a lot. And I want to say thank you to those fellow racers that went out and bought the necessary things they needed to buy in order to improve their safety game. I saw more racers are starting to wear racing jackets. That's awesome. I also saw neck braces and gloves for the ones that didn't have those. I mean, you know, every little bit counts. What I would like to ask, though, is what I didn't see is we need to start using safety blankets and engine blankets to go on the engines. I believe Dog came on and gave us a part number for that at one time. It would keep the track clean, and transmission blankets for those that have leaking transmissions. We don't know when we are going to have any type of infraction like that with our cars. It can happen at any time. And I just ask that we would start getting those supplies so that it will make the race go smoother. Look out for the other ones that's coming behind us. That's my take on those safety things. I just want to say thank you to those guys that got the racing jackets and gloves and the proper helmets they need to, you know, do what we do. Let's go out there and enjoy racing. With that being said, there's an announcement I would like to make. There's a fellow racer friend of mine, brother of mine. His name is Crew Chief. Crew Chief's birthday is today, and I would like to wish him a happy birthday. And if y'all get a chance and see Crew Chief, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. Crew Chief turned, I think he said, I want to say 40, 48 or 49. Yeah, I didn't believe it either, but I want to say it somewhere up in there. Crew Chief, if you're out there, hit the one button, man. Hit the one button. I need to holler at you. Crew Chief, where you at? Hit the one button. We would like to wish you a happy birthday. There we go. There we go. 93-21, your mic is live. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Brett?
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Man, you. For y'all that don't know, I don't know if y'all on Crew Chief Facebook page, but Crew Chief went to a Halloween party dressed as Mr. Brown. And if y'all didn't see that, I don't know where he got that costume from, but Mr. Brown had to make that costume himself. Crew Chief, how are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there, Brad. I'm thankful. Highly blessed and favored to see another one, brother.
Man. Did I get the age right, Crew Chief?
No, man. You off by like 2,000 years or something, man.
God almighty, Crew. Got to be more careful.
Yeah. Hey, I'm...
Go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just finna say, you know, I'm happy to announce to live to see the age of 34. You know, I thank God for, you know, bringing me to this day.
I wonder why they text me and said you were 48.
Man,
oh, man.
I don't know why they text you and told you that, but, yeah, but, you know, 34. yeah, like I said, I'm happy to see the age of 34 because there's a lot of people that didn't make it to this age and get to this age. And, you know, hey, I got all my limbs, health, strength, you know, and everything in the middle. You know, I ain't, like, got all my fingers, toes, and, you know, everything in between. So, like I said, I ain't complaining. I'm very thankful to wake up this morning and, you know, wake up to my girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, I want to say happy birthday, man, and may you have many more. And if we have any other birthdays on the line that I don't know about, press the one button. I can get you in and wish you well a happy new year as well.
Let me go ahead and put one out there for those who don't know. I want to say happy birthday to one of my team sponsors, my good friend, buddy, old pal, Mr. Ronnie Brown. Me and him share the same day. Share the same born day. So happy birthday to Ronnie Brown. You know, God bless you, brother. Keep your head up, homie. We here.
Hey, I want to wish, there it is, Ronnie Brown. I didn't know today was your birthday, but happy birthday to you as well, my brother. From the Bread Man One Time Show. Man.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, Crew Chief, I do want to, while I got you on, we're going to go ahead and make a couple of these announcements. I do know that November the 30th is coming in real strong. Man, that track y'all going to be at is an awesome track. I mean, what's going on and what do you got going on November 30th?
Man, November 30th, the Rumble in the Jungle. myself, T5, Big Low, Fast by Gas, Breadman, Jimmy Marino, Baldy, Mike Hill, Mike Stravino, Triple X. I mean, so many. We gonna be there. We doing the old 28-29 race over there. We also being that you put me on the spot, I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. We putting up the belt, top sportsman belt. It's gonna be up at that race. We putting that on. So we got the top sportsman guys gonna come in there and go to battle for it. We also having a 650 index race for all the 650 guys. You know, it's not all about grudge racing. You know what I mean? I gotta, cause you know, the index guys, their season pretty much basically over at this point. You know, it's the end of the year for them, and they around this time of year they don't have too much to do. So for those who still got a little gas on their chest, they can come out and join the festivities at Showtime Raceway November 30th. We also having a true quick 16 race. That's the fastest 16 cars on the premises going to go into battle. All heads up. Run what you run. Hope you bought enough. And make it do what it do. Like I say, we also got that the Battle of the Mics round two, the Battle of the Mics. It'll be Hill versus Stravino round two. So, you know, like I say, I think Mike coming back with Invengeance to do something serious to the 187 gangster. So with that being said, you know, that's definitely gonna be a barn burn. I mean, last time out, Stravino, you know, they had their foot on Mike's neck, and you know, Mike couldn't make the trip. But this time, I do believe that both cars gonna make the trip. And I tell you one thing, it's guaranteed that Mike gonna win. So whether it's Stravino or Hill, is one of them gonna win, and you gotta be there to see it. You definitely don't want to miss it. Not only that, you know, main man T5, he gonna be over there looking for pretty much anybody sitting on the set of 28s, nitrous aspirated. You know what I mean? Well, nitrous assisted. I mean, say that. Anybody with a nitrous assisted application on 28s, you know, he's going to be hunting a few people. And, of course, my main man, Big Low, he always got my back. He going to be there looking for any one of them big dogs over there on 29s feeling that they feeling a little froggish. You know, he gonna keep them occupied. So don't nobody move. Don't nobody get hurt. And like I say, it's definitely going to be a good one, Fred. I mean, I can sit here for the next 30 minutes or so and just, you know, run it all down to you. But I'm not going to do that, not at this point in time. I know you got a lot of things going on. I'm going to just lay back. You know, I'm going to mute my mic. And if anybody need me, all you got to do is holler at me. I'm listening. I'm riding out with you, Fred, man.
I appreciate it. I got you on the podium, so you know what I mean. Just you know how to do it. I got you on the podium. I'm looking for my other buddy to get in here, that down that way, but maybe he ain't woke up yet. But we'll see what the deal is. I'm looking for him, though. I'm looking for him.
You said future. You looking for him? Huh?
That's right. Oh man, yes I am. I'm looking for him.
Hey. So, hey, Brad, I got before I fall back real quick, let me ask you, how was your weekend, brother? Because, you know, I always ask my, you know, my co-host, T5, how his weekend was. And, you know, everybody I get on the phone, I try to ask them how their weekend was before I get into the show. So before we get into the show, how was your weekend, brother?
Oh, man, my weekend was, it was awesome. I got a chance to go and watch some plays. Spent most of my weekend at a place similar to the Fox, and watching my little one act his butt off. And I didn't wanted to get an opportunity to get out to the Pine Tree Festival, and I didn't get to get out that way this year. I look forward to y'all guys who participated in the Pine Tree Festival. I wanted to get down there. and check you guys out. But I sat back and basically sat by the phone, finding out what went on at the race in Bradenton Motorsports Park. So that's what I'm getting ready to do. If anybody was on, I mean, down there that way, press the one button. We would like to get the race report for those racers who participated and see what happened in those classes down there. So if you know you guys are from Bradenton, anybody from Bradenton on here can press the one button. We can get you in here and find out what went on, you know, to that track. And later, here the next 20 minutes, we're going to have the Showstoppers on. The reason I call them the Showstoppers, they're promoters. 901 Bad Boys, Donye, Turbo Tim, them guys right there, they're going to be discussing Stunner, Butt Naked. They're going to be, you know, letting us know where their next stopping point would be so we can see some action. Hopefully we can get those guys over there rumble in the jungle. And enjoy. Oh, yeah. Look forward to that. Weather should be great that weekend, too.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, you already know how it is in Florida. I mean, I can't vouch for nowhere else. But 90% of the time in Florida, we have good weather. Definitely around that time of the year, around this time of the year. You know, we it's pretty much done with all the wet weather. It's pretty much all out the way. And, I mean, you can get ready to get a little, I ain't going to say get cold. You know, we get a little chilly from time to time, but that's pretty much about it. And if you can deal with that, we ain't going to have no problem. We're going to have us a Wayne Dang Duty over there in, at Showtime Raceway. Like
that
I say, man, it's definitely going to be one you definitely don't want to miss, brother.
We ain't going to miss it. We got a hand up here, crew chief. Let me get them in here.
Let's get them on.
9206-803-9206.
Redman!
Good morning! There we go! Our tech support has arrived.
Yeah, the phone said it clicked a few times and you hung up on me. I'm back.
Oh, man. There we go. We got them in here. This is Ernie, Coffee Car Nitrous, 1-800-NITROUS. The man of the hour that y'all been waiting to hear from has arrived. You know, Jimmy is definitely texted this morning and asked if he can have a stand-in for the moment. We're still going to have Jimmy. But he asked me if I would get Ernie in here to cover for him in case we have any tech questions. So here we go. Thank you for calling, Ernie. What do you have for us this morning?
I tell you, I appreciate y'all having me on and want to thank everybody for listening. I want to touch base with, you know, it's getting to be wintertime, and we've been making a couple of safety tips. And I'm going to go back on to the heating the bottles. This is getting to be a real touchy subject with some of the racers. And those that are out there that are using torches to heat your bottle up. Now, like I say, it's getting to be, it's below 85 degrees, which is about the main temperature you want to be at, and 1,000 PSI. Well, I've done some research to see if I could give some background history to why you don't want to use a torch on a bottle. Nitrous oxide is two parts nitrogen and one part oxygen, N2O, nitrogen 2, oxygen 1. In a liquid state, it's a full, safe, non-flammable liquid. Now, you can't compress a liquid. So as you start heating a bottle up, you get to what is classified as critical pressure. Critical pressure is if you overheat a bottle and it gets up to 1,580 PSI, then the molecular structure of the nitrous breaks down into its components, and you can get what's called a runaway monopropellant decomposition, and it creates the bubbles in the nitrous to collapse and goes into its own explosive atmosphere. We've got a bottle that we were testing last week, and we're going to put a video up with it, where we took a bottle, we cut a window out of it so we could see it, heating it up to see what happened to the inside of the bottle when we heated it up from the outside with the torch. When we got to one point where the bottle read, where the temperature read 125 degrees on the inside wall about halfway up, we took the temperature at the top and at the bottom, and there was much as a 50-degree temperature change. It was 75 in one area, 150, and about 78 at the top. What you get is a transitional expansion that goes from the bottom, which is a real thick piece of aluminum, to an expands out at an angle, and then comes back in at the top. So no matter where you went with that torch, you could get an expansion like a bubble trying to start out. Now, it would shrink back in, but as it expands out, it's like a piece of crystal glass. Somewhere, you may end up with a little crack, and then as you heat it up, it expands and contracts till you finally have a fault in it. If you're going to heat a bottle, heat it up properly. The liquid is at the bottom of the bottle. You want to heat the liquid, not the container. By heating the container, you get uncontrolled expansion in joints. By heating the liquid, you get a thorough transfer of heat to the container, to the liquid, and then the container will heat up almost proportionally from the top to the bottom. We recommend electric heaters because we don't want to open flame around your battery, around your fuel cell, on the inside of the car. I mean, there's so many things inside of a car that could catch on fire. It's extremely important to be careful with them. So do your bottles right. Use a sump system, which is a water tank that you can put them in, bottle heaters that are made to heat up the bottle in circumference. You can get them in 12 volt. You can get them in 110 volt. We even got them in dual voltages. And these things can really make racing a lot safer. Because it's not just, hey, you're doing it on your car. It's the guy that's doing it five cars down from you, three cars to the side of you, either on the starting line or in the pits. If one of these bottles goes off, anybody within 100-foot range has a good chance of being injured. So let's keep it safe. Keep check on your bottles. If your bottles are over 5 years old, by federal law, they should be mandated that they have to be hydrostatted, which is a testing that's done. They empty the bottle out. They put a compressible liquid into it. They pump it up to see if there's any fractures in the inside or the outside of the bottle. And the fractures on the inside of the bottle, you can't see by looking into it. It's done with a microscope and a vision camera. So let's be careful with those things. If you got any questions on the nitrous, be more than happy to help you with them. You know, give us a call in and see what we got, Breadman.
Right now, is you know what I mean? Everybody's at an awe, just like me. I mean, for you to do that type of study and allow us an opportunity to, you know, explore that information with you, hopefully everyone is listening is going to try to basically get the proper things we need. You said, you spoke of an engine blanket. What will something like that cost the average racer, Ernie? And you said something about the water tank. What will one of those cost in order so that we can, you know, get on, and get an opportunity to do the nitrous bottles the correct way? So what
well,
was something
the,
like that?
The water heaters are made by several different companies. They run about $250 to $300. You can make your own with a, I've seen them made out of igloo coolers or drink coolers. Put a little 110-volt water heater element with a thermostat, a little rack to keep it off of it. and that works. But $250 to $300, you can get a nice water blade, a water heater. The electric bottle heaters are on sale for $95 in the 12-volt or the 110-volt. Now, they're not don't have a thermostat on them. When you heat a bottle, no matter what way you heat it, you want to make sure that you keep an eye on it so that the bottle does not get too high pressure. If it gets it too high pressure, you can blow the safety on them. So once you start heating a bottle, you need to designate somebody to watch the pressure gauge and make sure that it doesn't get too hot. I mean, if bottle pressure gets over 1,200 PSI, you're not going to be able to run it.
Right, right. Well, there we have it. And if we do you carry the blankets at your company, Ernie?
Yes, we carry the blankets here, and I can do some research on see who carries the or manufactures the water heaters. But yes, we carry the blankets here at the shop.
Okie doke. Okie doke. Well, there y'all have it, folks. And this is Ernie. 1-800-NITROUS is a way to get in touch with him. If y'all, you know, have any questions, hit the one button, and I can get y'all in here. Otherwise, Ernie has work to do on Monday, and he got to get to it, you know. Ernie,
yeah,
we're
going to have a tech show tonight, Ask Ernie Tech, and I've got J.D. from MSD that's going to be on the show with me tonight. I've called them, made arrangements. So if anybody's got any questions about your MSD equipment, now's the time to ask them, because the man from the factory, the head tech guy, is going to be on my show tonight. It's open for him. Ask anything you want to know. This is your time. You know, you've got questions. If you've been told something, no, ask the man that knows.
Hey, what is the number that so that the people that don't know Ernie, they can get in touch with you on your show tonight, your Tech Talk show?
Alrighty. Let me, I've got to look that up myself. Come on. Well, it's the Willie Dog radio show, blog talk radio show. Do you have the number? Okay. Call in at 714-7485. I'll give it to you again, 714-888-7485. That's going to be the Ask Ernie Tech Tip. Yeah, I see.
Hey, y'all.
JD from MSD will be online. So, yeah, we're starting to bring in tech guys from the major manufacturers so that y'all can get not just my tech, but information on the newest, how to set stuff, what to look for from these major manufacturers.
There we have it. There we have it. Well, Ernie, I thank you for your time. We're going to skadoodle along here and get these guys in here that ran a race last week. If we need you, we're definitely going to be on the show later tonight to hear how they go about, and I actually have some questions as well. You know,
all
that
right.
I'm going to ask.
I appreciate it. If I can help anybody with the engine setup or your tune-up, or if you need some nitrous parts, call the nitrous company that gives you the information. It's CompuCar Nitrous Systems at 1-800-648-7687. And to make that easy to remember, that's 1-800-NITROUS. Got any calls? Give us a question.
It has 11 holes.
Okay, so
much, Ernie.
What happened?
Double A performance. Your mic is hot. How are you this morning?
Good, man. How you doing, man? Yeah. Good.
Just fine. I'm glad that y'all are
the other Monday.
Yes. I'm glad y'all standing by for any type of chassis questions. We do have Double A performance on the line. Artilio. Artilio, this morning we are celebrating one of your great friends, crew chief, birthday. I don't know if you knew it was this morning. I'm sure you did. But
Crew chief birthday today?
Yeah, he on here. After seeing him in that outfit he had on, I didn't know if you wanted to speak to him or not, but, you know, he just put that outfit on for one day. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm here, Ernie.
Happy birthday, crew chief.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Hey, I gotta give thanks to my girl for helping me out, helping me with that outfit together. We had a Halloween party we went to this past weekend at my sister-in-law house. So they said come with your best costume, and I went on ahead and we got that thing together. And it was rough. It was rough, but I made it happen.
Right, right.
So where do we see a picture of this outfit, crew chief?
I got two pictures up on Facebook. I put two pictures up on Facebook. Y'all can check them out. My Facebook page, Trevor All In Basket. If you're not a friend of mine, you can send me a friend request. And they come straight to my phone, so I normally handle those real quickly for those who send me friend requests and stuff like that. But I put two pictures up on Facebook, and you know I had the ashy knees and the tight shirt with the suspenders and the short shorts, and you know Mr. Brown to the fullest. Only thing I was missing was the ball head.
My question was those knees. Back in the day, the only way you can get those knees was to be, like, crawling on a carpet. You know what I mean? So how did you know what I mean? Were you on a carpet anywhere or maybe on a hardwood floor to get ashy knees like that?
No. I had to go to my favorite old Johnson & Johnson. You know, I had to get a little baby powder. I had to improvise a little bit. I put a little baby powder, I put a little lotion on your knees, and then you put the baby powder on top of it, and it makes it stick good. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful.
That's all right, though.
Hey, Brett, you ain't going, if you're going in the Halloween parties coming up, you know I'll lend it to you now.
No. I got the ball here, but, man. Man, that's a talented what you call him. Me, I play something totally different. I you seen my costume I had on last week for my birthday. You seen it? I like to play a Jamaican guy. That's what I play, the Jamaican dude. So my real
you want to play Dreadmond, huh?
That's right.
Hey, Dreadmond, you got a Guinness Dread?
That's right. So, it is what it is. But listen, we have our tech man back in, Jimmy Marino. Welcome to the Bread Man and your show. Good morning. Jimmy had awesome weekend. I'm sure you're going to tell us about your weekend, Jimmy. I can't wait to hear.
Happy birthday to crew chief. Happy birthday to crew chief.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, we went out and ran a race over in Bradenton this weekend and actually struggled the entire weekend. It was a tough one. We struggled with chassis issues all weekend long and ended up breaking the transmission in the first round. So it wasn't great. We did actually see a lot of performance out of the motor when we could get through the first part of the racetrack. We'd run out the back hole real hard, and the motor was happy and all that. But then we had some decent numbers, but nothing super impressive for what we expect. But we showed up, we did our thing, and that's all you can do. Some weekends are better than others. We did learn what
the problem we've been struggling with the car is. So now the plan is to get it together, and it should be fixed in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, sometimes the hardest part is figuring out exactly what's causing your problem. And we, in that final round where the transmission broke, we figured out what it was. So we're getting back there.
Sounds good. It sounds good.
I saw somebody this weekend. I saw your brother.
No. You seen the bald-headed champ?
I seen the bald-headed champ. He came by and saw me.
Yes, I did.
And he was representing.
He had his learning cap on, and he had his bow in the, and, you know, because he liked to hunt now, and he went over there. He, you know, he sat back and watched a lot of things, you know, because he put out there that that color car you had was the one he wanted to sit beside, and I tried to talk him down, but you know how, you know, the bald headed champion. Once he cut his hair, Jimmy, it's over with. You know, I can't tell. He said
I think we're good. I don't think we're gonna do that. But he's got another one in mind that we're gonna go after. He wants to get after.
Yeah. He's a man of his word. I got to give him that. The bald headed champ, folks, at a track near you real soon. But with that being said, we're going to get, Jim, if you got any tech tips you wanted to add to the show, we can get that out the way. Otherwise, I need to make a call while you making these announcements. I wanted to get 901 Bad Boys in here. I wanted to get Donye in here. And I wanted to get Turbo Tim up in here. I wanted to give him a call and give him an opportunity to step in here and find out where everybody, what went on over at Holly Springs Dragway. Donye, if you out there, hit the one button. Or Jimmy, do you have any tech tips that you want to go over, something you learned this weekend first?
You know, we played around with, and it's something, you know, I proved to myself this weekend something I've always known and always preached is, in these torque converter driven automatic transmission race cars, whether, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Power Glide or a 400 or a small block or a big block or even a turbo nitrous blower car, none of that matters. What showed me this weekend and came to the forefront for us was how much torque converters make or break your program, having the right torque converter. And when I say the right one, it's not necessarily the right name manufacturer. So it doesn't matter who manufactured it necessarily. It needs to work with your combination. You know, we bounced around with some torque converters this weekend chasing a problem that eventually turned out to be a chassis problem. But we thought it, I really believed it was in the torque converter, and it turns out it may have been a small part of the problem, but it wasn't the biggest part. But with that being said, what we did learn in the torque converter department, you know, how much it can really change your program. So, you know, like I said, it's not about, you know, buying a certain manufacturer. It's about that certain manufacturer, whoever you decide to go with, getting yours right and what works with your combination. And I can promise you that that very, very rarely is your torque converter guy going to hit the nail on the head the very first time, because there's just so many variables to every combination. But they can get it fairly close usually. And once they get it close with your feedback and you give them proper feedback, within the first couple modifications, they can be pretty much dead on. And that's something people need to really think about. I mean, you can have a motor making so much power and think, okay, I need to go faster, so I need to, you know, get a bigger motor. I need to, you know, take 200 pounds out of the car. I need to put a bigger tire on it, or whatever you decide to do. You can find what you're looking for a lot of times, and I mean a lot of times, in the torque converter department, just by fine-tuning that a little bit and getting in that bell house and really getting it to apply the way you need it to. You know, these guys that run clutches have the ability to adjust at a whim. Every run, they'll take the clutch out of the car, burn the clutch, and readjust it for the conditions and for the changes they make. And they've got infinite adjustability right there at their fingertips anytime they want. That's the advantage of a clutch. There's disadvantages also. The advantage of a torque converter, or the disadvantage of a torque converter, is you've got what you've got in there. And you don't, unless if you've got a bolt together and you know what to do with it, you can make some changes. But, you know, you pretty much have what you have, and it's got to be right. And if it's right for your combination and truly right, it can run really good. But you can see a car that you think should go, you know, 470s, and it's going 490s, 50s, and you're struggling to figure out why. Well, the first place you need to be looking is in that torque converter department. So, and a lot of times you can, you know, the wrong torque converter will make you think you have chassis issues. It will make it want to blow the tires off at certain points of the run and can't get down the racetrack, and you're thinking it's the car, and you're thinking it's the car, but a lot of times it could be the torque converter. And like we learned this weekend, vice versa. You know, we were really chasing torque converter and found out it was actually in the car. It was upsetting and making, when the chassis did something it wasn't supposed to do, it was upsetting the car and locking up the converter, and we were seeing that lockup problem. Well, it was only the lockup was only a reaction to a deeper problem. So it's something everyone needs to be aware of, and there's a lot to be had there. There's plenty of good manufacturers around. I know Jason down at ATF, Automatic Transmission Factory, in Fort Lauderdale, does some really good stuff. I know, you know, obviously the Neil Chances, the Bradcos, the Pro Torques, you know, there's a lot of good companies out there. So you have to pick who you think is going to work with you the best. And to me, the best torque converter company is the one who's going to give you the customer service and truly work with you on your combination and get it right. So that's my that's something I became to the forefront with us this weekend.
Wow. I'm sure that, Jimmy, we do have a caller out there that was having issues with his converter, and I tried to tell him, and it cost him the race. I don't know if it was a converter or his shifter or the little rubber bushing in between the shifter that cost him the race. I don't know what it was, but he did have a lot of trouble with the converter, and he did text me and let me know that you were right about what you said. He just wanted to thank you for that. Why don't you push the one button, caller, and since you're listening, get on in here. Oh, good God almighty. The screen almost broke. The question mark hitting the screen so hard. Hold on, Jimmy. We got a caller. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How are you, sir? Hello. Uh-oh. Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he don't want to say nothing now. He got quiet. But I clicked him in. His mic was hot. Your mic was hot. Hit the one button. You want to talk again. Hit the one button. I was trying. That was me that was calling one of the guys. With Turbo Tim, if you out there, hit the one button. Don J, hit the one button. We can get you in. I can't remember. I think this. Whit, hit the one button. Whit told me to call him, and we was going to get the race report, what happened in Holly Springs. Hold on a minute. Let me check this number again. 706-1141. 11:41.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How y'all doing, Mr. Marino?
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I was on mute, Brad. My bad. I was on mute, but I wasn't saying nothing good. So it's a good thing about that. I was on mute. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Brad. And you're gonna find out when you bring your car out. Won't you read the text that I sent? Read the text out exactly where I sent it to you.
No, that won't be appropriate. That won't be appropriate.
So what he's saying is, you only told us part of what he said on the text. You didn't give us all of it.
Well, I gave you the best of it, Jim. I gave you the best part of it.
You gave us the best of it.
Yes. This is, you know, this show, there's a lot of young kids that listen at this show.
I can't say what I want to say. I'm going to give them a little respect today, but when we get out of there, I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
We have a lot of junior tractors and stuff and junior racers that are trying to race and learn about converters and stuff like that, and we can't put that type of information out. But we do got another caller with the hand up, a five-speed Mr. Shut Up and Race, folks. That's who we are talking to, Mandrell Shut Up and Race, the guy who does all those videos with the big mouth and the teeth, the gold teeth showing on the back of the logo. He has a car called Cyanide. He did get the action last week with a friend of ours called Hellboy, and it was a very exciting race. You can go on YouTube and look at those guys, get to it. And they did have, one of them had all of their safety equipment on that was needed, and he is on the phone. But, Mandrell, stand by. Your mic is open at any time you'd like to say anything. I'd love to have you in here. Thank you for coming in. Let me get this other line here. Looks like it's from the great state of FLA. FLA, 941-0817. Your mic is live.
Hey, how you doing there, Brad, man? How you doing there, Jimmy? This is Ballhead Champ, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right. I just want to say, man, Braden, this weekend, it was some good side-by-side racing this weekend, man. I just want to say congratulations to the C32 class, Rodney Campbell. They did good, man. They heard a piston and came back that night, got the burner piston up that early that Saturday and worked all night and came back and won the race. I want to give them guys their great honor for doing, you know, staying fast and coming on in there, you know, good determination to come back, you know what I mean? Also, Mr. Patrick, you know him, Brad, man. That man there, he was driving, boy, all weekend. I mean, his car was like a doggone bracket car. You know what I mean? 493, 492, 493. And, I mean, he came on the finals. I'm sorry, 390. But, I was drinking a little bit of Hunt Puss, so, you know, it got a little twisted. But, it was just excellent, man. Them guys was, and then in the finals, Jimmy King and him, I mean, it was just a great, great final. Them guys just really showed, it was some good racing though. It was just an excellent weekend. I saw you run a few times there, Jimmy. I saw that last one and you kind of rolled through the beam. I thought maybe something happened to the transmission or something like that there.
We ended up we've had some transmission issues numerous times. That tranny, I can promise you, is not going back in the car. And and it's had that problem rolling the beams before. It went away for a long time. It did it that run for the first time in a while, and it made it about 250 feet, and then it let go completely. So
yeah,
I'm sure you saw it backfire too when it hit the chip.
Yeah, I saw it. Me and my dad was standing there, and my dad said, "Gero, he said that's not a car you want running." No, Dad, Kurt would get confused. There's another one of his buddies said, "Be with him." Because we saw you run Saturday. Good God Almighty. Yeah, we saw you run Saturday. But that's not the guy you want to run. That's not the guy. No, Dad. There's the other one that be with him. You know what I mean? But you ran good, man. I thought you were going to really do good, too. You ran real good. You know what I mean? But that's not the car I want, Curb, just to let you know. Don't get that in your head. I ain't talking about that one right there. But other than that, man, we had some good weather. I enjoyed myself this weekend. It was a good race, but, like, I want to, you know, congratulate those guys that runner-ups and winners, because it was a good side-by-side racing, you know. But that's all I want to say, man. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm here at work, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to kind of listen to y'all, so I'm going to listen as long as I can. I just want to say hello to the guys and, you know, say who did a good job. I mean, it was a nice weekend, man. Aunt Boney did good, too. Your buddy Aunt Boney, he's stand by side, right type of man, man. Work on one car, go to another car. I mean, it was just excellent. It was an excellent weekend. Plenty of food, you know, plenty of, you know, a few beers, and, you know, me, it was just an excellent weekend and talking trash racing. I mean, I loved it. But I'm going to go back on mute. Y'all have a good Monday, man. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Ball-Headed Champ. Well, Jim, you didn't tell us all that, man. You rolled through the light and
yeah.
Let number down and got the Ball-Headed Champ and checked that on him. Boy, he made him jump off that one and jump on something else, didn't he?
He just didn't know. He didn't know what car we were talking about. That's all. He just didn't realize. Yeah, that's all it was.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
I got one question. When did he become the bald head? I know somebody that called himself the bald head champ.
Well, he's always been the champ down there in the racing that he did. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying bald head.
Yeah, he's always been bald head.
Okay. When did he start calling himself the bald head champ, though?
Well, that's what the name gave him. They gave him that down there. See, you don't go down there enough. You go down there once a year for about 4 hours, and then you turn around and leave. So it would be difficult for you to understand.
I can help bring it to old man 12 and close that sick that day. That's not my fault.
Got to be more careful.
I know.
Be more careful. When is your next race coming up, Mandrill? Yeah. Shut up and race. When is the next one coming up?
November the 9th. That's about 2 weeks right here in Edison. It should be nice
different race.
Weather. Huh?
What different classes you going to have at that particular race? Because you got a lot of guys coming out of Miami looking to really show up and show out.
I basically do a lot of street car deal, but I always do 7-0, you know, in 8-90 class. And I also got a women's shootout, street car shootout. So if you got a lady that can drive a car, whatever, you know, on slick, street child, whatever, I got free money for them. So, you know, I started last year, and I think the lady tested out of Thompson, won it in the Grand National street car. And I also do motorcycles. I thought I'd lead them by the, you know, kids and all. Something for the kids to do, you know, everything. Right here in Edison, Georgia.
Yeah, you do have a power wheel race that's getting kids, and that's something nice. I've always admired you for doing that for the kids. He does have a power aid, heads up out the back door, a power wheel contest for the kids. It's jumping off pretty good, and them dads are really getting into it, hyping them little four-wheelers, them power wheels up to, you know, do what they do. With that being said, though, do anybody have any other questions for Jimmy, for the Tech Talk or the Chassis Man or anything? Don J, you out there? Let me make a call here and call 901 right quick and try this again. You know I'll be trying to call out on this thing and get them together. Let me make a call to 901 Bad Boys again.
All right. Hey, Tilio, you still on here? Hey, Tilio, you still on?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
Fred Man.
Hello? Hello, hello.
Fred Man.
What's going on? What's going on, man?
On?
I didn't know. Man, the 901 Bad Boys, folks. Man, I didn't know if I was doing it right or not.
Yes, sir. I'm just feeling some kind of way right now, Brad. We're feeling some kind of way over here in this camp, man. I mean, I'm telling you.
We want to know what happened. You know you're going to call Dog Show and everybody else show and tell them what went down. So let our listeners, they admire you too and the race team out there, Holly Springs, Memphis, Tennessee, on the line, 901 Bad Boys. Hold on a minute. Now, you know I got the – Jimmy, you know what's about to happen, don't you, Jimmy? You know what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here it comes.
I got to find
Ooh, that
Jimmy.
Boost 12? Yeah. Is that Boost 12? I thought
that
sounded like me. I got to say one thing to that Boost 12 camp, man. That's a hell of a camp over there, man. Them guys wanted.
My bad, Whit. That went out to Boost 12 for you, Whit. That went out to Boost 12 for you. Go ahead, Whit.
Yeah, them guys, man, asked me about racing there all day. I was slick ducking them guys because I had so many races that people trying to race, and I was trying to keep the lane straight, and we had 7-8 Brewers races ourselves. And I was telling them guys all kind of excuses, and they was on me. The last excuse I told them, I said, man, the radiator busted. And they said, well, it just went down the track with a busted radiator. And I said, well, y'all give me a few minutes, and I'm going to make sure we run y'all 4 years old. And I just want to get props out to them guys, man, because they stuck around, and then we ended up racing them. We blowed their back out, but, you know, I just want to let everybody know that sometime when somebody – I didn't take them guys serious, actually. But they were serious about racing us because that race did happen. And I just want to let everybody know them guys trained to go, man. They waited around. And you know, I wanted to run them with the junior car, but they didn't want to run. They wanted to run the Predator car. And we got that race off. I just wanted to tell them guys are some stand-up guys. You know, all them guys from over there, Dunye. Like I said, it was a bunch of people came, man.
I heard that – y'all had 9 grudge matches locked in, and y'all got to it 9 times. That's bracket material right there. Talk to me about that. Like having a bracket.
We got to it 7 times, and we had 2 lockups paid. So that's where they probably got the 9 from. 2 lockups paid, and we grew it 7 times. We ran Tony Bynes 3 times in one night. He beat us twice. We beat him once. Tony Bynes beat the junior car. He ran everything in the camp. He beat the junior car on a red light, and he beat the candy cane car, and he run off in the damn ditch down after he beat the candy cane car. He couldn't stop down there. Tony had that damn thing rolling. But we took King Kong and run on top of his ass. We got him so bad with King Kong, he held the other two races, didn't worry about them.
Wow.
King Kong was on a slingshot. I don't know what my guy was doing to that thing. I just told him, do what you do, Tim Turner. Hey, man, that thing was on a slingshot, man. We got up there and we ran Dunye. And, shoot, we gapped Dunye.
Could.
Chain linked up, man.
Could.
And that old nemesis, thing now, that's a bad piece there. Live action. Them boys bad over there. I'm going to get them boys their props, man. They came a long way. We both ran them with the candy cane car. We couldn't make it. We couldn't make the call. The car wasn't doing right, so we paid the lockup, and we decided, hey, we're going to run you with King Kong. And, I mean, I'm telling you, Brad, it was a race. When you see it, it was a race. It wasn't no gap. It wasn't no space or nothing, man. It was a good race, man. I believe that was one of the better Grudge races this year. That race right there, the Nemesis car and the King Kong car. Live action, boys. Hey, I can tell y'all, hey, them boys got their shit together over there. So when you go at them, you better have your shit right. Because I'm going back at them, see. I just sized them up. Oh, Wixton, we just sized them up. Yeah. They know. They ain't telling nothing. They don't know. I just sized them up. You know, it cost me a little something to size them up. Sometimes, you know, you have to get knocked down and stand up. You know that, Brad. So, I realized what I got to do, boy. I got to help my camp. We got to tighten up. Got to tighten up. Them boys are tight over there.
They are.
So,
last time I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
last time I saw that car, it was in Valdosta. And I'm not going to lie to you. You know, evidently they came over the track. I was on with Donye this morning, and he said, you know, he didn't talk bad about the track, but he said nobody at that track would sell him a set of radios. And,
we tried to get him some. Actually, his buddy Perry had some and didn't bring them with him. And like I said, I wish Donye would have been able to get them radios because it would have been better for Donye. Donye was trying to go. He still even ran us and hadn't made a – he made one decent pass. He made one decent pass down the track, and he still ran us, you know, even after that. But now I can say this. Tony Bynes went straight down and couldn't stop that motherfucker on some slicks. Now, I can say that. Tony Bynes was on slicks. And so you can't tell me that – That you can't get down on it. You'd have been better with radios now. I'm gonna keep that real. But Tony Bynes went straight down and couldn't stop. Run off the road down there on some slicks, man. And every pass Tony made, he went straight down. He never did knock the tires off. So now,
right.
You know, you can't. I done ran a slick at that track. Last time I ran Donye, I had on slicks. When we ran the first time, I ran a 29W. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, that he could have went down, but it would have been better for him on the radio. Next time he come, he would know to bring a radio, you know. That way he just go straight now. But now he got
right.
A nice piece. He got power. But I don't care if he had a radio on that night. Goddamn King Kong was on a slingshot. He going to get his ass busted. Wasn't nothing at that track going to whoop King Kong, probably but the nemesis. I promise you, everything else, it was over with, man. King Kong made his best pass Saturday. In the world. We love
wow.
Him.
Wow. Wow.
Even though they beat us, we looked at that ticket, we said, boy, we gave them boys run for their money. You know.
That's
but like I said, Dog kept them lane straight, you know. He got the grudge races up front all the time, made sure they happened. I want to, you know, get Dog props out the Dog. He made sure, you know, the grudge, when they called and said we ready, Dog got them straight on up there, got them straight on in the lane. And a girl out of Hattiesburg won the cop, man. I mean, she was so happy. She said she had a cop, but they want that nice. And she come in, and I'm so glad because that area, Jacksonton, Mississippi, and the Hattiesburg and Lexington and Canton and all through that area, them guys, all them people over there always support Holly Springs Racetrack and anything 901 do. So I am glad that somebody over there won it, you know, and it was a nice cop. She drove it home back to Hattiesburg. And like I said, we had a great night. Mike Hill come out and help us orchestrate that thing a little bit and guided us, you know, through a few things that we needed to do. And like I said, BET was pulling them out the bushes. You couldn't hide BET. BET couldn't even video all them races, though. If that man would video all them races, he'd be in a wheelchair right now. But one thing I want to do, Breadman, on this show right now, I got to apologize to somebody. I got to apologize to the guy out of Chicago, the fellowship guy who always fellowship with everybody. Y'all know who I'm talking about?
You talking about Top Flight Security?
Yes, sir, Top Flight Security. Top Flight called me. I was on the line. I didn't think he was at the track. Top Flight was at the track. He told me he was sitting under the tree, and I did not get a chance to get over there and fellowship with Top Flight Larry. And I want to apologize to Larry from the 901 camp, from BET, all of us. But, Larry, I hope you understand that I had 7 grudge races. I was running around like a chicken, bread man. I mean, I was over here. I was over there. Hey, this car ready. Let's go. Let's get to the line. They ready. I mean, it was, I didn't have a chance really to fellowship with nobody. But I really wanted to apologize to Larry because he called me personally and told me where he was at. And I could not remember to get over there and see that man. And I really apologize. The man came a lot of miles, and I'm going to make it up to him. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it up to him some kind of way because he makes me feel some kind of way when I talk to him. And I got to make it up to that man because we did not get over there and fellowship with him. But I really apologize to Larry. But we were just, I mean, like I said, it wasn't only my 7 grudge races. It was, you know, 15, 20 more. And I was helping people get them to the line and making sure they got up there and did their races, making sure the track, and the one thing I said, they kept the track on kill. They dragged that track over 15 times, different times that day. The people who prepped the track, I mean, they did a great job, you know. And now the reason why they complain about some of the slick not getting down is because if you have a lot of glue on there for a radio, you know. But now all they had to really do, and Dunye was doing it, you have to do a long burnout to get some of that glue off the track when you finna get ready to go down on the slick and then bag back in your glue. That's what Tony Bynes was doing. And I think that was helping him. But, you know, some of these cars are hitting their nitrous direct, not progressing it, not banking it. And it's going to be rough on you anyway, you know,
right,
at a that's prep for a radio, you know. And, you
right
know, so I don't know, you know, how these guys are running their cars, but like I said, Tony Bynes went straight down, and a couple other guys went straight down that was on slicks. So you really can't blame the track. I think Tony Bynes went as fast as he ever been with the Hammer car Saturday. I believe he was pretty much satisfied once he got around there and couldn't stop. I know he hated, you know, hurt the car. He didn't hurt nothing but the cap on the car, the front cap. He didn't hurt nothing else on the car, just the front cap. And like I said, man, we had back-to-back Grudge racing all night long. We ran from 12 to 12, man. We did a shift. We did a overtime. 12 to 12, we ran.
12 hours.
And then we turned around and got back up at 12 the next day and went to Canton, Mississippi. I want to get props out to Small Town Racing and Big Wilson, them guys over there. They put on a show. Every time they try to put on a good show, it kind of rain them out. So if anybody in that area, always support them guys, because them guys always come and support. They was in Holly Springs Saturday, and we went back over to Canton, Mississippi Sunday, and it rained them out. We was getting ready to, got dog was getting ready to do the shootout. We had already pulled names and everything. I had pulled a bye over there. That's my luckiest track. I always be lucky at that track. And like I said, they work hard over there, junk. I mean, they had the track on kill and everything. So you can support that Canton track, racetrack, junkyard, number one speedway, small time racing, and Big Wilson them. Go over there and support them guys if you possibly can when they have a rain date or whenever they throw some over there. Because them guys some good guys, and we were finna have some backwoods fun over there. I can tell you that right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Where y'all looking at going at next? Where can everybody see the 901 team, 901, 902? I heard it's a 903, 4, 5, 2. I mean, how many of y'all is it over there? Good God Almighty.
It's a bunch of them. Hell, we already there, Brad, man. We already in Carolina.
God Almighty.
Y'all
in
there, man. Mike Hill, the grand finale. We'll be over there. We're going to have two cars over there. I don't know what two. You'll see when you get there. And like I said, we're going over there to go to battle again. And then we're going to wrap it.
I just got a text in. When you leave Jackson on the 2nd, if you can stop in Putnam County, Head Hunter Dragway, buddy of mine named Coop King, I'll lock you in off the trailer with any one of your cars. At 12 o'clock noon, he got to run at 12 noon. Putnam County, Head Hunter Dragway. That's in Edenton, Georgia. Back up I-20, exit 114. Yeah.
I don't know. I had to get with my crew and see if they want to make a stop. You know, we ain't got no problem with that. I get with my people and see if they want to stop through on the way back. Ain't no thing.
Yeah.
Hey, tell them, I get back with them soon.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I gotta let somebody else in. He finally got in here. Hold on a minute, Whit. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Bread Man? It's Donye.
Yes, sir. I got you and Whit in here. He gave you big props out, and you know what I mean. Evidently, you enjoyed yourself. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Wick did a good job, man. He accommodated everybody he could, man. He had his own little shootout going on.
Yeah,
man.
He had a major shootout over there, didn't we, Dunye?
Yeah,
I wish I could have brought you to them damn radio, man. I really wanted to see you turn it up because I know you wanted to. You were ready to go. And I know that radio would have shit. You was just seeing some numbers on that damn thing that you ain't never seen before. And next time, bring that radio with you. And I promise you, Dunya, you ain't got to change nothing on your car. You ain't got to do nothing but put it on. You ain't got to change no timing, no converter, no nothing. Put it on, and I bet you it goes straight down. I can look at your car and tell it goes straight down on that radio.
Yeah, yeah. Well, next time I show up, I'm going to definitely have something on.
Yep. And I just hate that you couldn't, you know, do what you wanted to do. But now, like I said, man, you still ran up. You hadn't made a hell of a pass. You made one good pass down the track, and you still went, you know. So that's just a grudge racing to me in heart, because I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been some tracks I couldn't get down, and one runner like nothing, and still ran. You know, I ran Cold Killer. We didn't make a hell of a hit, but we still ran the man. We came for action. We brought it. That's exactly the same thing Dunye did. The man wrestling with the track all day, and she is 11, 12 o'clock at night. He said, I'm tired of wrestling. I want to fight. And we got in there and we fought. And we end up with the win. But like I said, it ain't nothing to brag about. Man, you know, just trying to go, man. We made a good pass. He did. He broke loose. So, like I said, man, I got to give you props, man. All your guys came out and supported the race. And she is, you know, anytime you have something or got something going on, you know, we'll do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, we had a good time. It was a good show. Goddamn, Wick ran every goddamn body.
Shit. I could well holler at Larry because, hell, I was busy.
Yeah.
How often do you see Top Security, Donye? How often you see him?
Who, Top Flight?
Yeah.
Not too often. I talk to him more than I see him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They on the other side of town. They had out on the other side of town.
I wish I had his number.
Yeah.
I'd get him in for it. I don't have his number. Man.
I ain't got his number either. Well, you know what? I got his. No, it ain't even this phone. It's in another phone.
You, man, John, yeah, I tell you, you and Stunner, man, y'all got a way about y'allself with me, man. This is, I'm gonna have to call the president and talk to him about this here, Donye. This is here.
Hey, Donye, you gonna try to make the floor the big payback?
The that's the one in December, Baldy's race.
Yeah, Baldy's race in December.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to. I ain't going to promise nobody that we're going to be there, but we're going to try to finish it off at Baldy's race and call it a year at the end. But
right.
I'll let you know when we get close to that date and see, you know, if we're going to be able to make it.
Okay. Yeah, right now, next week, we're going to, this weekend, we're going to be at Joe's race.
Right.
Down in Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have a good turnout down there, man. Joe and them always put on a good show. You know, like I said, you know, we're going to Mike's race. We was already told Mike we'll be there, you know. I didn't know Joe was having a race. I'd love to go to No Problem, though, I promise you. We're going to try to make No Problem next year. We wanted to go to Boone's race at the beginning of the year in No Problem, but I had death, and I couldn't make it, and like I said, we're going to try to get over to No Problem. That's a nice track, nice facility. We're going to try to get over there this year. Try to make it one of Joe Nunn races. I know it won't be the first one. It won't be the last one. So next year, you know, I get with Joe, and they get with me, and we'll get over there to No Problem next year and try to get over there and bring some action.
Yeah.
We got another caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the Bread Man Jimmy Marino Show. How you doing?
Red Man Jimmy Marino, god damn. Red Man, you gotta set your game up, ain't you, man? What business is
it? That whole show it is, man. You on the Red Man Jimmy Marino show. How can we help you this one? What's going on? BET, live in HD. All we want to know is, how many races did you record over the weekend?
Man, I can't count them motherfuckers, man. I lost count, man. There's so much shit going on. They work the shit out of me, man. You know, I couldn't get them all, Fred. I ain't going to tell you no lie, man. It was so many going on, man, I couldn't get them all. Goddamn battery running down. Goddamn ankle swole up. Man, shit. You know, so like I said, it's all in all a good show. I hear you got Whit and Danye on.
Yeah, what's that in BET?
What's up, Danye?
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
See if you can get some kind of way to get Nod on, speaking of Jimmy Reno. Nod. I want to talk to Nod, man. Why hey, Nod could have seen me in rough form, boy. If Nod could have seen me Saturday, man, he would have seen the real me.
If I text me his number, I can call him from the show. I don't have his number.
I don't have Nod's number. You know, I just really started communicating with Nod a little bit, and I like his communication. I just really wanted to tell him, boy, he really could have seen me in rare form, goddamn it, Saturday.
If somebody would text me his number, y'all. If y'all got his number, then text it to me. I can get him on, or y'all text him my show number, 646-244-19, and ask him to call in. BET.
I'm finna send it to you now, Brad. I'm sending it to you now.
Okay. Well, we'll have it in just a second here, and we can get him in here and see what he's talking about. I do want to ask, that we, it is a little, y'all hold on 1 second. Let me get him in here. Y'all go ahead and talk. Let me get him on the show here.
Yeah, man, if y'all miss this trick or treat right here, man, y'all really miss the Grudge Race show, man. This what you call a grudge event. No shootout, none of that. Just strictly grudge. And them guys coming there to grudge, man. And like I said, you know how the 901 boys do it. They stepped up to the plate. It was nice, Carway, man. I was hoping to win a and give old BET to donate that old car to BET. And she was happy about it too, man. She drove out that thing, man. She was happy about that car. Did you ever get
Hello? He ain't answering y'all.
Yeah. I don't know.
He ain't answer, with. Wait, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm probably still in the bed or something over there. But I'll get with him later on, dog. Sure, one of these shows, I'll talk to him. Just let him. I just wanted to let him know. Boy, I was in. He would have seen the real me.
That sound good. That sound good.
I don't know if, like I said, when me and Tony did that first race, it seemed like it just. Everybody attitude just went. I mean, Danye, I mean, all the racers that were there, it seemed like they just went in the rough form. Hey, I'm ready. I mean, everybody just got this, and they got their man, and they lined up, and they did.
Dang it, son.
We got one of Alabama's finest on the line. Turbo Temp, welcome to the Brief Man one time.
Turbo Temp.
Yo, what's
happening? What's
going on?
I got a bunch of noise in the background. I'm rolling.
Okay.
You need to be rolling. You should have been rolling to a Holly Springs, motherfucker, so I could have fucked you up.
Man, yeah. I'm coming, man. Goddamn, I'm coming. I thought I had issues, man. I'm going to get your ass. I'm going to catch it.
Hey, Turbo. Now, you know Melvin over that lockup. Melvin did not give me that lockup, man.
What would I steal from that race? Hey, DJ on the phone.
But see, me and Melvin had already locked everything before I talked to you.
I wasn't on the show then. I don't know that about it.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell him. You didn't have nothing to do with the me and his lockup. Me and him didn't lock up no steal if the car break. Me and you did with King Kong.
Yeah.
You said
yeah,
you had two
I don't know that about that, man.
Right. And the man did not give me my money, man.
I don't want to invite that. We'll get it straight, though, man.
He locked me in. He wanted to lock Junior in. I told him, I said, man, I love to engage with Turbo Tim. I love his action. I said, just to get him to Holly Springs to race him again, I'll run him with Junior. Melvin said, lock that in. I locked him in with no stiffs or no brake stiffs or nothing. Then about 5 or 10 minutes later, you came on the show, and I locked you in with King Kong. But you put a brake clause in. You had two races to go to. And I said, I'm fine with that because I already got to run you with Junior. So if you might break running Junior. So I was cool with that. And you said that he thought it was a brake clause on both of them. I wouldn't even brake clause both of the cars because I wanted you there. You see what I'm saying? So I automatically went into that. See what I'm saying? So he owed $1,000, and he didn't even break. You know, he could have at least brought it and showed me that he had $1,000. He didn't even have it on him.
Yeah. I wasn't even on that when y'all did that.
That's what I tried to tell him. I said, man, Turbo Tim didn't even have nothing to do with me and your lock-in. But, you know, like I said, we're straightening it out. I ain't trying to make no big fuss over it, but I am a man. If I lock something in with somebody, I'm going to pay them. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the reason why I didn't want no DP man or didn't have to have no DP man because I ain't never had to have no DP man with you because you send me my money when you don't come. Or you'll tell somebody, hey, here it is. You get it to me right then, no questions asked, no playing around. And that's exactly the same way I do you.
We'll get it straight, man.
All right, okay, yeah, I hate you missed it. I wish you could have got your car going. We had a great, I guarantee we'd even have a better time with you there because you trained to go, you know. And I guess I'll say, I don't know if it's coming to that hole or what, but everybody was trained to go. I mean, everybody had to go in them that night.
Hey, they got a Trigger Man on the phone?
No, he's not. The show here is a new show, you know, a small-time guy like Breadman. You know, we normally don't get, y'all don't get up this early in the morning. And this show right here is a new show. We, on this show here, it's laid back. What I was telling you this morning, Turbo Tim, we really try to refrain from all of the roughness. That way we can allow everybody to come to the grudge racing. Grudge racing is very difficult because y'all, you know, y'all real rough, man. Y'all make a joker think it's going to be a UFC fight before he ever get in the gate. And, you know, y'all, BT, you're going to have to start putting some of these on your videos that we are very nice and gentle. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. You trying to run every damn body out of grudge racing. They know what the hell they getting into when they getting this shit.
One thing about it do be ultimate fights. It do be ultimate fights.
So yeah,
on the track,
they try to kill each other on the track, man. What you mean, man? This ain't no prima donna shit, Brett, man. You can get off of that shit, tell me.
Well, you know, everything was different, BT. You know, on my show, I'm laid back. I try to refrain from the profanity that is normally used. That way that, you know, that like me, if I wanted to race any one of the big timers, I don't have to, you know, really use a lot of profound words to do it. I just step to them and say, would you like to run? It's simple as that. You're going to block in or I'm going to go back to my trailer. It's simple as that. I don't have to cuss a man out in order to get a run. That's what my show is based on. This is, you know, every different. I appreciate everyone from getting on this show. You know what I mean? Because we want to talk to the big guys just like everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? But we go about it a different way on this show. That's all I'm saying. But with that being said, you already in North Carolina. Y'all, man, y'all going to be over there all week from what I'm looking at? Or y'all coming back this way?
No, we at home, but that's just to let you know I'm already there. That's my way of saying we can be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always tell everybody that. Like, they ask me where I'm going. I tell them I'm already there.
Okay.
So if the creek don't ride, we'll be there.
Go ahead. Well, we got another call. I don't know if they want to talk to you, Turbo Tim, or whatever, but let me answer this call here. 678-8163. Your mic is live. Welcome to the Brilliant Man Marino Show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, bro, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Who am I speaking with?
I changed my number. I got me an Atlanta number. It was a 706.
Freedom, man. Oh, now you in Atlanta instead of Pete Rogers, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on, Trigger? What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing
what's
much.
Up?
Oh, I can't believe you ain't called in and tell us what went down. All of you owe me some money, too. Where my money at? Where my money at, man?
Bread,
it's gone.
Bread. See, that's what's wrong with us now. Now, you calling me talking about I'm wrong. I can't tell you what's going on because I ain't go.
You were supposed to go, man. You were supposed to go.
I know.
I can't
hold two places down at one time, Brett.
Okay. Well,
no, I didn't go though, Brett. I mean, I heard there was a lot of action up there, but I heard somebody was on the phone looking for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, Curveball, that was me, man. I thought you were down
there. Curveball, what's up, man? Nah.
You know we bet it all the other day.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, man, you know you're good with me. I get it from what I see, but, hey, when you get in touch with your boy, is Chop going to be at, what Chop going to be at the weekend?
I don't know where we need to be at.
I don't know. We might want to do something with Chop. We got a y'all want to do something this Thursday? We got a Mustang. Y'all want to do something with Thriller?
For who?
Thriller. With Chop Cop.
We might. Where you going to be at?
You know, Jackson, we're going to be at Jackson this Thursday, but I'm saying, is y'all call ready to do something?
Yeah, really. Well, that would come on Thursday, though. Be there the Saturday.
Right, you'll be the sad. Well, we don't really know. I don't think we're going to be the sad, but we ain't made up our mind yet about sad the deal. But Thursday, if y'all can come up, you know, just give us a holler. We might do something with the Thriller car with Chop Car.
Hold on. Let me get Chop on there. Hold on. I get ready.
Okay, if Chop ain't there, I'll be there. If Chop ain't there, I'll be there. What you want to do, boy?
Oh, you got a bad job, whoever this is.
But
next,
oh, lock
okay,
that
you
in.
Know, you got the back there, lock it in.
Hey, I shouldn't even call no, you. No, hey, come on. I ain't talking about you. Hell no, we did the back top of you. But, hey, yeah, you got the back top. I'm talking about you will be there.
Lock that in.
Lock it in.
Hey, Turbo, I thought you said you were finna click over.
I'm going to click over. I'm talking now. I'm talking now. I'm talking in.
Oh, whether you click over there, I'm going to say whoever that got the best back.
Well, keep on talking, partner. Hey, partner, I'm going to call your name. Keep on talking. I'm going to click over.
I'll be there Thursday. What you want to do? Chopping them might not be there. They'll be there Saturday. I'll be there. What you want to do?
I can't say about Saturday, but you best believe if I'm there Saturday, I'm going on your ass.
I'll be that Thursday.
Well, get your ass off Pete Churchill Road and come on over to Gordon Highway. I'm right here at the SunTrust Bank here. How much I need to get out?
No, you just send it to Britt, man. Lock it in.
No, you have to be down to my bottle.
What?
Okay. Come on, Gordon Highway and lock it in.
I don't know about no goddamn bottle, no highway. I can find me in Jackson, goddamn. Thursday.
Nobody where I be hanging out at. You come on up here on Pete Georgia Trigger, man, and pay me my money. I'm waiting. I'm telling nobody where I'm hanging out at.
You tell me what the hell I owe you. What the hell I owe you?
Telling you nobody where I'm at. I'm calm down now.
Hey, Brad, who on this show want to lock some in, man?
I do.
Hey.
Who is I? Get me a Sammy from the web up, man.
ODB want to lock something in.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Old dirty bastard.
Hey, it's another man that's on this line. I don't know if he got his phone on mute or not, but he the one got me on this show. He said he wanted some Thriller. Now, what in the hell he want to do, Bread, man?
This man know he ducking me any Bread, man.
Yeah, it is. Hold on, Trigger, man. I got to turn down Brown Road right quick. I'm finna turn down Brown Road because I need to go over somebody's house. Chat.
Hey, Brad, man. Hey, click 8163. Hey, tell that man hit the one button. 8163, tell that man hit the one button.
Let's do it.
Oh, hey, yeah, he on here. He listening. He live. He live.
I know he on. I know he on. I'm on his phone. Shit.
What you want to do? What you want to do, Jamie?
Hey, do you say you trying to lock Thriller up down in Macon? Huh?
Man, I think I muted his mic. I muted his mic.
Hey, do you say you want to? Do you want to lock Thriller up for in Macon? Hello,
Jamie.
Yeah.
What you want to do with Thriller?
with Thriller, man, for Thursday? What you calling now?
Small block 28, what you want to do?
Hey, Bread Man, hold this lockout money, Bread Man. Bread Man, you the lockup man now. This your show.
I got you. I got you.
Hey, what's your car name? Jolly Rancher?
That's it.
Go order some, that Sammy's up. That's the Sammy. Thriller versus Jolly Rancher Thursday night, be in the lanes by 10 o'clock. You can test if you want them. Head up 8th Mile Pro Tree. Flip for lanes, 2 on, 2 or better. Or 5 on, 2 or better.
28 small block, right?
28.
Small block.
Yeah, block, yeah.
Yeah, see, there you go with the bullshit, Jamie.
Everybody heard that. Everybody heard that.
Yeah, I don't care if you got a star block or not. Yeah, look,
I care what you got.
Nah, you don't know what in the world I got. Same thing I had to make it. Same thing I had to make him, but you know, you got an option to do whatever you want to do.
Mm-mm. No.
I take that off of Jamie. I take it off.
Man, you got that shit from here to goddamn next year. You got that shit from here to Bread Man call come out.
God. I would take that off him.
You got that from here to now to Bread Man call come out.
Boy, y'all going to... Whoa.
Jamie know he decking me. What's up, Jamie? What's up?
That's how I take that off. 5 on 2
or better. I gotta see the car, man.
Stock suspension Mustang on 28. Not back head, not full length, not no chassis car, stock suspension on 28.
You probably got turbo.
Nitrous. Where y'all gonna be at the weekend, Jamie, for the second? Where y'all gonna be at?
We really understand. We're going to be in, you know, Tony got that race locked up in Louisiana, but, man, it's a couple of people want me to drive their car Jackson, but, shit, I don't know yet. They put me in it. They got me in the middle of a goddamn, I'm in the middle of something, right?
He always in the middle of something.
Oh.
Chop so you can't get on. I read the line must be full.
God damn, Brad, man, you need to spend some money to get some more lives on the show.
Hey, you got this, hey. You got 50, whole 50 folks, man. I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying? What can I say?
Hey, who your sponsor?
Grudge Inc. This show is sponsored by Grudge Inc.
God damn, Grudge Inc. got to do better, man. You know damn well going to be more than 50 people on this line. Hey, you got 48 truck drivers on here.
You a truck driver too?
Yeah, I'm on the road now. My mother, I'm on 95.
Calm down. Don't be putting it out there like that, Trigger. Don't do that now. Get on that microphone and say where you at. Don't do it over.
Hey, he on that now. His last number is H50. The last number is 5881. Here we go, 850.
Chop Top is the name.
Yeah.
No, just Chop. His name ain't no Bobby Chop, man. Chop.
Open your mic.
Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead, Chop. What's going on? Welcome to the Marino Show.
Hey, this is the Bread Man Show. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. You live on the Bread Man Show.
What's up?
What's up? This Trigger Man. You still got your car up and running?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you make it to Jackson this Thursday?
No, I can't make it. I know I can't make it Thursday.
Well, I was going to try to lock you in with our little Mustang, but I might have still locked you in Saturday, but I just can't do it yet. I could have locked you in now if you would have been ready for Thursday, but we don't know if we're actually going to be at Jackson Saturday night. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be at Jackson Saturday night yet. But, you know, I'll just, you know, make you a little offer. If you could have came up here Thursday, we had a little Mustang to try you with.
No, I know I can make it through the week. It's hard for me. That's a hump for me through the week, brother.
But you is going to be there Saturday, though.
I'm undecided. I'm supposed to have a race locked in and I'll open it, but I'm not even for sure. Not with
right,
my
okay.
time. My buddy's supposed to have a race and I'll open it locked in. So if they don't race, I'll probably come to Jackson.
Okay, but you still, you got the Mustang. What about the Malibu? Your Malibu ain't running?
It's down right now.
Okay.
I'm getting the painting and stuff. It'll be up and going pretty soon, though. I'm getting the painting and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call.
What's that Mustang you got?
Huh?
What's that Mustang you got?
Stop, Spence.
What about the Montgomery on the 10th, the 9th, or whatever?
Who raced on the 9th? What is it?
Them guys, they gave me a flyer. I know it's a race in Montgomery on the 10th or the 9th. I think B&R gave me a flyer.
He's on the 10th. That's Sunday.
At the 10th?
Yeah.
You going to try to shake him for then, Trigger?
Oh, shit. I don't know where we're going to be at then. If we're going to be down there, yeah, we're going to run. You mean you all right, but, you know, we got to go at it, too, when we see each other.
I'm trying to lock you in for that race. I know we're probably
We ain't all right with you, Trigger, man. We owe you, man.
Hey, I ain't worried about that, though.
We owe you.
Yeah,
we owe them the 901 bad boys, too. We owe them.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all all right. I know that's
y'all
good.
Y'all might forget about them 901, boy. Them, they ain't going nowhere.
No, they ain't going. We're going to keep them. They said we married right now. We're going to get a divorce.
Hey, Trigger, man, you said you're on 28th, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know on the 10th or whatever that is. I mean, we'll probably check something there. I know I'll probably be there.
Okay, that'll work. I'll try to see if you was available this week, but I ain't
know. No, I mean, Thursday. I mean, that's 8-9 hours for me. I mean, I can't just get up with a week like that.
Okay.
Hell yeah,
I'm a brother,
God damn it. I'm a brother. I'm Sam. I got to tell you that, boy.
Oh.
I ain't mean to cut y'all break, man.
Hey, y'all, hold on a second.
He would not help me with it.
You see that man?
That man would not respond to me.
Ain't nothing I can say about that one. Ain't nothing I can say about that one. Jolly Rancher, where you going to be at this weekend, Jolly Rancher?
I'll be in Jackson.
Saturday, too, or what? Thursday?
Yeah.
Both days, Thursday and Saturday?
Nah, I ain't going Thursday unless I got something locked up, but Saturday I'd be there regardless.
Oh, okay. Okay, I really wouldn't. Really wouldn't mind getting that factory, that cannon factory locked in somewhere. Let somebody blister him. Oh, yeah.
There you go with that bullshit, bro.
Hey, Jimmy, we ain't got nothing to run. One of the little 28 Mustang, Jimmy.
28 Mustang, let me think.
We ain't got nothing. We can take over there.
Nah, we ain't got nothing ready to go.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of work in the next week and a half, 2 weeks on two cars that I won't have time to stop and button up this other car on 28. I got 28 stock suspension Mustang with small block, but I ain't got time to work on it the next week.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, listen, everybody, the time is drawing near to shut this thing down. If y'all have any motions that y'all would like to do, the time is now to get it out. I also want to dedicate this particular show to my man, Crew Chief, on his birthday weekend. Oh, his birthday. Today is his birthday, so, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to go down the list here. And, Jim, you're going to be last, as usual. 706-741. You got any closing statement?
Yeah, Brad, you got a good show, man. And like I've been Jackson, it would be in Mike's show.
Hey, as always, you know, you welcome to come on here anytime and set it out. You know, my castle, my suit castle is yours as well, my brother. And we look forward to having a great race on the night.
And Brian, I want to thank you for coming back, get me back on too. Coming back, get me back on.
I apologize, sir. I've been trying to get everybody in here that, you know, ran this weekend past. I apologize if I stepped on any toes. I didn't mean to, sir. But
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I ask one tech question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lord have mercy.
I want to know what power adder do we need to add to Brad's team, Atlanta Falcons? What can we do to get them? What power adder to get them boy rolling? And I need to know if we gotta have nitrous, turbo, Q16 fuel, whatever. We gotta get the Falcons rolling for Brad.
A little nitro methane.
Hey, Brad, man, I'm going to mute it, Mike, for you. Don't worry about it. Hey,
get him out of here. Y'all got to go. We got to go down the list. Hey, 954-0817. You got any closing arguments or statements you need? I guess he ain't going to say nothing. 662. No. 662-0506. Got a closing statement.
Now, good man. Good show, man. Tuned in a little late, but keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you. BET live in HD. That's right. Ow. 678-8163. Your mic is live. You got a closing statement. So, anything you like to add?
One time in your mouth.
Got to be more careful. Oh, man. 706-05-99. Your mic is live. Come on with it.
I just want to say to the guys, it is better to have had and lost than to not have had at all. Half a Lord Tennyson.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. That's Bud Nicky, the champ, on 28. Let me see here. 773-8424. Welcome to the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. How can we help you?
What's happening, Bread Man? I'm just sitting back listening. It's the kid in Chicago.
Man, kid, what's going on? Why you ain't throw your hand up earlier, man? Got to be more careful.
I just came in, man, but I did want to say one thing. That guy that called in about the Atlanta Falcons, everything he mentioned. And the back tie.
Got to be more careful, man. Y'all, why y'all do my team like this, man?
Yep, everything he said and the back tie.
Well, you know, Chicago ain't doing all that good this year neither now.
No, we sure in the hell ain't. We sure in the hell ain't. I think it's 4-2 or 4-3 or something like that.
Oh, well, I can't talk. Let me go back to mute my kid. Mute my mic for me.
All right, Brad, man. It was a nice show. I'll holler at you.
All right. Thank you for hitting us in.
Yep.
Appreciate it. I want to say that, hold on a minute. Big Jim, we down to you. We done got everybody had their hand up. Got Crew Chief left. Crew Chief. We got Crew Chief and Wit. Hold on a minute. Let me go to Wit first. Wit. Got anything you want to say? Closing statements,
yeah.
Whit. You got anything you want to say? Come on with it.
good show, Bread, man. Good show, man. I want to thank everybody for coming out. God bless everybody, man. We're going to try to keep this Grudge game turned up, man. We got to stay turned up with the Grudge. Happy birthday, Crew Chief. I'm going to give your ass a birthday present when I run into you again. Thank you, Whit.
Oh, sound good. That sound good. Thanks, Whit, man, for calling in and giving your support. You always have gave me all the support you know I needed, and I appreciate you, man, every week getting in here and saying what you're saying and sitting back listening, man. I appreciate y'all. Memphis, Tennessee, y'all stand up. All right, Crew Chief, you got the show. Come on, Crew Chief.
What's going on, brother?
Just want to continue to extend. Hopefully you have a great birthday today. Enjoy yourself, man. I tell you what I do. I'm going to get the first wherever you go and get dinner tonight, I want the first glass of water on me. I will buy that for you. The first glass of water you order, I will pay for it. I'm just throwing that out there. So you got me.
All right.
No problem. I take care of that. Send me the bill on the first glass of water you order.
All right, no problem. I'm going to get ready to handle that here in a second. Me and my girl, like I say, she's going to take me out, have me a little light birthday lunch to start my day off with. You know, my girl. I keep saying my girl. I got to stop calling my girl. I'm going to call her name, Lisa Vite. Love her. We've been together for all them years me and you talked about Brett. So she's getting ready to take me out and give me a light little birthday lunch. So I'll make sure I send you the bill for that first glass of water. You know, like I say, my team, Hit Squad Racing, Big Low, T5, Fast by Gas, Pillsbury, all of us, you know, I'll get with them guys later on. Yeah, y'all don't forget, come check us out November 30th. Jimmy Marino, T5, Big Low, Crew Chief, XXX Racing, Lil Rick, just to name a few, Fast by Gas, Bread Man, One Time in Your Mind. Yeah, y'all come on out, check us out. Showtime Raceway, November 30th is going down real big. You know, just come down to the bottom and check us out. Well, halfway to the bottom. Y'all come and check us out, see what it's all about, see what the hype is all about. I got my partner from VP. He gonna be down to the track, you know, having that thing on kill for everybody, standing things up on the bunker. So y'all come down and check us out. It's gonna be go down real big just before we about 2 weeks ahead of Baldy. So if y'all don't get enough over down at the Rumble in the Jungle, y'all can check us out over in Orlando at Orlando Speed World with my main man Baldy and the crew going down. It's really, really good. Ain't no way to run, no way to hide over there. No way to run, no way to hide. So, like I said, these next weeks, these next last maybe 4 weeks or so, 4 to 5 weeks, it's going to be get on or lay down. You know, and that's coming from your main man, Crew Chief and Hit Squad Racing. We ain't ducking nobody. So, as long as we got oil pressure down on your ass, we going. So, with that being said, for everybody who's going to be traveling this upcoming weekend, including myself, my team, and a bunch of other people, you know, I ask the Lord to give everybody traveling mercy on that highway. And I'm going to say it again, like I always say, if you get tired behind the wheel, please, please pull over, switch drivers, take a nap, get a room, whatever. It's all about arriving safe, man. It's all about arriving safe. So with that being said, shouts out once again. I can't stress it enough because without them, my backbones, you know, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, without him, my team, my old lady, man, we couldn't do it, bro. So with that being said, this Crew Chief, and I'm gone.
Well, that was well put, Crew Chief. We thank you for having you on. Big Jim. Big Jim made the Pomar Field this weekend. Big Jim had a good time, but, you know, we didn't take pictures in the winner's circle this time, but Big Jim, he stood up and fought. Big Jim, what you got for us? Closing argument.
Well, first of all, happy birthday to my main man, Crew Chief, for sure. I'll be seeing you. We'll definitely be over November 30th with a few cars. You know, P5 over there. We got a couple top sportsman cars to bring in. We got stuff going on. November 30th, Showtime Dragway, St. Petersburg, Florida. Look forward to seeing everyone there. And that's all I got.
All righty. All righty. Y'all know I got to give a special thanks out to Big Smoke. Smoke won a 632 class down in Bradenton Motorsports Park. And also ABP and Boney Performance. He stood up. He was a great crewman on Robert Mathis' car that was piloted by my man. My main man, Chris Patrick, was good on all the trees. I have to get on his butt about how late he be on the trees all the time, but I'm definitely going to have to get him an ice cream cone for the time that he did down there. He did turn some wind lights on and won the race in the Pro Mod class. Chris Patrick, this is the Bread Man, letting you know you did a dang good job down there. With that being said, the Bread Man always in his shows with a piece of inspiration for all of our racers out there. So let me step right into the inspiration of this afternoon. Life is about being happy and taking everything as it comes. So smile. Have faith in God. The situation may be your test, but you can make it your testimony. Y'all, have a blessed day, and thank y'all for calling the Bread Man One Time Show with me and Jimmy. We look forward to talking with y'all Monday morning, another episode of the Bread Man and Jimmy Marino Show. Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed one. Peace.